Hey kids, robots aren't people. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. We're continuing our series on the grand bargain of tech and what it means for kids. Whether it's YouTube video recommendations or robotic toys or talking digital assistants like Amazon's Alexa, there's a debate about how much tech products are designed to addict, or maybe even to trick us into thinking they're more real than they are. This is something MIT researcher Sherry Turkle has been studying for years. What happens to empathy when products are designed to make kids get attached to them like a buddy, not a machine? This is the Amazon Echo Kids Edition, introduced just a couple months ago.
Alexa, tell me a dinosaur joke.
All done for now. We can play again later.
I asked Sherry Turkle about the idea that robots are trying to convince us that they're capable of empathy and what that might mean.
Well, convincing us that they're capable of empathy actually isn't a very hard job because we are cheap dates in this department. If a robot knows your name, if it's able to tell if you're happy or sad and sort of, you know, ooh and ah in that, in the appropriate ways, we really have machines that can do that and convince us that they understand us.
How much are we talking to robots, we as a society talking to robots right now?
Well, we're talking to Alexa, we're talking to Siri, we're talking to Echo, and mostly we're talking to them about our playlists and our pizza and our, you know. But in my research, I find that actually people start to chat with them about other things. And so there actually is a sort of pent-up demand for robot conversation because people are lonely. And people like having sort of the illusion of friendship without the demands of intimacy. But I think that the choice point really is whether or not we're going to let our children grow up socialized to have these intimate conversations with machines that pretend to be their friends.
I guess it feels complicated to me because I don't want to tell my child to, like, be mean to an object necessarily. Or, you know, is the idea not to ever have an Alexa in the house?
Well, I think we need to work with designers so we're less tempted to think of Alexa as a buddy. You know, actually, Mattel pulled one of the toys that it had put on the market called Aristotle, which was designed for, you know, to be a kind of Alexa for babies. Mattel would own everything that the child said to it. And privacy groups and congresspeople and childhood advocates, and I was part of this campaign, said, hold on a second, this makes no sense. Mattel is going to own everything your child says to this toy? That can't be right. But, you know, the product designer of that toy said something very profound. He said, you know, we know that children are going to have deep relationships with this toy, and we just hope they're the right ones. And it showed that these designers know the power of the relationships that are going to be formed, and they have no idea, you know, what those relationships are going to be.
Sherry Turkle is a social scientist at MIT and the author of the books Alone Together and Reclaiming Conversation. Tomorrow, we'll look at the impact of tech and social media on kids who are already emotionally vulnerable. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.